And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is your DJ, Matt, and that was Moto, Masters of the Obvious, All Night Viver and Jag from their Raw Power LP. If you like catchy and kind of stupid songs, definitely should have that one. I have been doing a lot of Moto lately. And
makes you want to knock over trash cans in the street.
Yeah, and knocking down priests in the middle of the street, I think is the line. Yeah. Trash cans too, but... Don't forget about the priests. So what do we got for today? We have a bunch of new stuff and a bunch of old stuff. Old stuff being my record collecting pickups. I have like two full sets worth of that stuff today. And we're going to put all that in the middle. I'm going to start out with some stuff from the New Bins. We still have New Bins, so that's good. People keep sending us records. We'll keep playing them on the radio. Writing reviews of them, putting them on the internet. What's this? First one is called Goon. This is off a 12-inch called Natural Evil. I believe this band is from Denver, and the singer has a cool outfit. And the song I'm going to play you is called Ain't Right.
Sorg och glädje i ur och skur, i tider av omorganisation i tvärgrupper, arbetsgrupper, fokusgrupper och alla andra jävla inte på grupper. Vi håller i varandra när det blåser. Den här, den går ut till oss och till er kollegor.
flies. That was Buffalo's Eyes and Flies with Eyes and Flies. What else? Besides Eyes and all these Eyes and Flies. Back to the top, we had Goon from Denver. And then Scarecrow out of, I believe, Chapel Hill, North Carolina with Ouroboros off their new ripping 7-inch. And Sluteverkening is the best I think I can do with the next one. Pretty bizarre EP out of Sweden, followed by Sad Neutrino, some band from Germany. That song was called Black Molly off of the Weltraumenspurt EP. All my German-speaking friends can make fun of me later. What Booze, what are you doing?
I am doing work.
People apparently still do work.
I am green taping all of the newer records. Feel sorry for me.
Thankless.
Yeah, you know, it has to be done. Still.
While you're doing that, then, is there anything else you'd like to say?
The death penalty forever. Really thinking about Nathaniel Woods right now, who was an innocent person on death row, who was executed 2 days ago. Even the victims' families were like, no, don't do it. And the governor was like, everything. So that's awful. And I hate it.
Agreed. Well, I have to play some music now. I don't know how to segue out of that into this, but I don't know.
Punks against the death penalty.
Punks against the death penalty, punks against fascism. There's some kind of a segue I can make there, I think. Not that this is going to be a fascist thing. Anyway, we're entering my pickups. I got 10 records here. And the first one is from Cambridge, Massachusetts. A guy named Lou Miami. And his band is Lou Miami and the Cosmetics. This 45 came out in a, I guess like a cosmetic baggie. It's like a little shopping bag. And this is the A side. It's called Fascist Lover.
It was 9:55 and mama wasn't feeling okay. She wasn't slipping and a sliding and her mind was breaking away. A doctor recommended South American stay. So she started on a packing and she left the next day. Mama, body. South of the border, but her mind was still breaking away. She got taken by a second-rate bonito. So the greasy in his white tuxedo. Yeah, he was greasy. A fascist lover, made by mother. A fascist lover, made by mother. A fascist lover, made by mother. And then my mother made me.
Me and I hate you. I hate all my friends and strangers here. Only one thing. Control, the media control.
Bubblegum by the Cichlids from Florida. It's a cute song.
It's meta because the Cichlids, it's like gum.
No, chicle.
Chicle.
Chicle is gum. Cichlids is a fish, I think. I looked it up earlier because I'm like, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. You spell it like C-I-C-H-L-I-D-S. I don't know. It's maybe some kind of like weird Floridian fish. You used to live in Florida.
Yeah, it's cool.
You don't know about
cichlids. Cover that.
Anyway.
I always had like lizards in my life. Like they would like hang out on the windowsill and my coffee cup run across my feet when I sat in the backyard. That was cool.
No cichlids, though.
Nope, not that I know about.
Lou Miami and the Cosmetics at the top, Fascist Lover, and then the Lukes Brothers, Kill Me, I'm Rotten. I don't know where that's from, but I'm finding more and more that I like stupid fake punk songs from the late 70s. Modern Warfare, Suburban Death Row, off their second EP. Great band. Los Nuns, Media Control. There's some difference between Los Nuns and the Nuns, but I don't know what it is because I'm a big fat poser. Just look it up on Discogs or something. Okay, I'm going to play more pickups. I actually just got this record yesterday. I've always been kind of curious about it. It's called Artistic Decline. I guess they're from LA, and this was recorded in 1983, and the whole LP is varied. Varied and very cool and unpredictable, but solid. I chose this song, Good Intentions Aren't Enough, because I firmly back that up.
No, 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 meitä, ja jotain ilmassa. Jotain sähköistä, jotain raikasta. On sitten senkin jotain tapahtumassa.
Watch out, you'll soon get older. The shoulder looking over is broken. perfect teeth, and your hair styled so nicely neat. You boy, you lie boy, popular boy, popular boy, popular boy. So long, we'll see you some other time. You're not so popular anymore.
Popular boy. That was Chainsaw. I don't know where they're from. That's probably L.A. or something. I didn't play the A-side. I like the A-side better, but I didn't want to be the guy that played it on the radio. At the top of the set, we had Artistic Decline, Good Intentions Aren't Enough, and then Espasmaticos from Madrid. That was off their 12-inch. It's called El Día Que Me Falló Superman, which I think means The Day I Failed Superman. Which is a pretty cool name for a song. Barken und die Milchbubis from, I think, Hanover. That song was called Superfrau off their first 7-inch.
That means Superwoman.
Does. See, we know other languages. and then Razzia from Finland. That was off their second single. This one we don't know. Tama Hetki Ja Tulavaisus. That's the best I can do with that. And then, yeah, Chainsaw. That's all of my pickups for today. Wait, that's not true. There's going to be one at the end. But this last set is going to be more new stuff. I did a pickup sandwich. Thank you for laughing. This first song is by Fitness Women. Well, women, WOMXN. And it's called Creatures. And it's a new 12-inch on Sorry State. And it's rad. So here we go. Thank you. songs that blend together.
Rude.
I should have really, whatever. It's my bad. That was ID or ID. It's some Polish band from the early 90s that I just realized I should know more about. I'm studying. Refuse just sent us a big package of hardcore things and Polish reissues and stuff. So that was among them. Let's see. Back at the top, Fitness Women, Creatures. And then a German band called Ponies Auf Pop. No, Ponies Auf Pump. That song was called Zlatko Jürgen John. And then we had Mr. Wrong from Portland off their new 12-inch. That song is called Isolation Du Plenty. And then we had Nervous Assistant off their LP. It's called Question of Time. Give a shout out to Stefan. We have so much hate tattoos in common, and that was how we met and nerded out a little bit. So I don't know if you listen to this, but I'm sure someone will tell you. I can think of a person.
Hi, Stefan.
I guess we should shout out to Franz too. Actually, all we
love Nervous Assistant.
We had a night with them. They translated EA80 lyrics for us. That was nice. Anyway, the last track was ID. Before we go, though, I want to play you another stupid awesome song by Agony Bag.
Yes.
This song is called Rabies is a Killer.
It is.
Pay attention to why. And thanks for listening and all that.
Don't this up.
Me or no. Them? No.
Rabies.
Rabies.
Be careful out there.
Man, there's a lot worse things than rabies, but... I guess it's probably pretty bad. Anyway, enjoy this tune. And is there anything else that we have to say today?
MRR forever.
Yeah.
I hate green tape.
Yeah, you should stop. Rabies is a killer. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button. Donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR, P.O. Box 460-760.
San Francisco, California, 94146, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Kern.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.